Sound like you had a hot burn with the Gerecht. So, I guess just for a change of pace a little bit, I felt it would be a good idea to have a shiur inside on something. It's still Purim Dik in some ways. Not some ways, halacha that's going to be Me'a Purim. And so we'll go through an inyan that's a very chashuv inyan. It's in Reb Tzadik, and Reb Tzadik speaks about it. It's the safest Resisei Laila. That's Reb Tzadik's Sfarim are totally disorganized. They don't have any real. It's hard to put them down as one inyan. But in Resisei Laila, there is a lot of nekudas on Yom Tovim and bechlal and on Purim Bifrat. And this piece over here, actually, I took out from a convenient Likud that he has on Megillas Esther. This is on Esther Seif Kal Nisan. It's a bit of a long piece. We'll see what we can do. Be Yuma. It says anymore in Yuma. Mashacha Seif Kal Alayla of Esther Seif Kal Nisan. Just like Tayelos Sashacha, just like the morning is the end of the night, Esther is the end of the Nisan. So he asks, Vayika Chanukah, Nit no Lichtav Kamina. So the last nes that's given by Chesiva is the nes of Purim. L'chur ma b'kachtol nechtav. So first of all, so what? If we're talking about the era of Nisim, whether it's Nisli Kos or not Nisli Kos, it doesn't make a difference. Soif, soif, hoya nes. There was a nes. V'adayin ein nes da soif keshacha. If you're telling that something, there's an end to a certain tekufa, and this is the last one. So what's the difference in Nisli Kos, not Nisli Kos? V'gam, ma dehim shel kol anisim l'layla v'ester l'shacha. The mashal is also, you're saying this is the last one, it's like the end of the night. He says, im anesu oyer, v'ri kol anisim gan ki meri oyer yose. You know, a nes l'chur is like oyer, and you're calling her shachar. So if Esther, which is very hiddenness, is called oyer, certainly other ones, why would you call the other ones layla, and this would be oyer? So certainly in terms of a ha'ara milamala, it would be much stronger. So he's asking on the Gemara and Yuma that very hard to understand what it means. It's the seif kolanisim that's nitinli kosev, and that's why it's the mashal is to dawn to the night. Avla inyan. So in a big picture, he's going to explain the difference between the giluyim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Torah Shebikhtav and Torah Shebalpeh. Avol inyan ke'omu bereish psochim de oylem hazeh nimshal lelayla v'olam haba l'yoyim. Dehainu, what does it mean? This world is like night and the world comes like day. De ba'olam hazeh zeh shmi le'olam k'siv. De hakoras ha'emes la'mitoy de shem avaya. She midas her emes the Yaakov in Allah Shalom neela me'oid b'olam hazish al merishikra. All of the things in other words, the perception that's possible of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world is very limited. It really is choshech. There's no real, I mean, we know, we understand, we believe, but it's not possible really to have any great perception. The kol inyan of adar gia kimidas lashon sheker, because all the inyanim of this world are betzem a cover. Vehema mafilim umalimim hakoras haemes de einod molvadoi mamish umetzias klal. In other words, the things in this world that have metzias that seem to have significance, existence, etc., seem to belie the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everything. This world be'etzem is alma d'shikra in the sense that it really presents an alternative existence, and as much as this world exists, then there's no sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anything that we sense in this world that's important, that's real, automatically takes away from any hakar in HaKadosh Baruch Hu as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. The only way we recognize is through emuna. In other words, anytime it's laila, when you describe something as being dark at night, means you believe that X or Y or Z exists, but you don't sense it that way. This world, because we sense an existence of a metzias, chilufis, of something else, that does not allow us for a sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'loy kishani nichtav ani nikra. He's explaining also the v'loy kishani nichtav ani nikra v'tzoloyma musik b'fin evroim. Musik b'fin evroim rak der shema adnus. V'tzoloyma hakarose adnus yisparach v'shum elach oil mochizikol mashallah. It says loy kishani nichtav ani nikra means as follows. What does it mean, loy kishani nichtav ani nikra? Nichtav is the Metzias, the way it should be. The real HaKadosh Baruch Hu is written Yudke Vavke, which means existence. We don't pronounce it that way because we don't really feel it that way. We really don't dehear it that way. We present HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Adoin, Adnus, which is it's a function. In other words, that everything is subordinate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu rules over everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the right of everything. But that falls very short of what the word should mean. The klal is we can't, a general step back a second. It says that different kufis, you know, when they, the Kela Godla Gibor Vanoira, Bitnesha Yoidim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates Sheker, they stopped saying God Ayek Vroisov Ayene Vroisov until Anshe Knesset Dola came and they put it back. So the pshat is we can't say things that we don't see or feel or live their emes. So to pronounce Yudke Vavke is not emes for us. We can pronounce it if we believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yudkei Vavkei, so, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everything, so he has the right to tell, to dictate, to set, and so on and so forth. And that is part of our world. We can say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that Doin HaKoil. So the Leikashem Shenikar Nechtav means, Leikashem Nechtav Nechtav means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Metzias in this world is perceived in one way in terms of perception. We believe and we ascribe HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being something beyond that. V'shumelach ha'olam ma'achuzak ha'mashalah. V'afti ba'or p'nei melech chayim. In other words, even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is received as a melech, there's still the ha'or of or p'nei melech chayim. Mikol mokim u'derech kama tzimtzumim u'masachim v'aspeklorei shenim iroiz lez ha'mitis mamish. It comes to us through a lot of filters. A lot of, you know, kind of like water streaming down a pipe into smaller pipes and different pipes and so on. Yes, it's true that we know Chiyus comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's roundabout. V'rak nichta b'ksiva she gamkin levush hamakshim oisis hadibo umalbisham b'tzuras oisis gashm shol diagab klafun yar ve'em behem oit Chiyus sheish b'dibo shuruchni. So now he's adding another critical piece over here. How does, when it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nichtav, yudkei vavkei, nichtav means it comes to us in a very inert and lifeless form. The difference between ksiva and dibur, and this is something that he's going to speak about in the Hemshich, ksiva itself is dead. It comes as oisias that are frozen, that are physical entities, that the person writing the oisias has long left those oisias. Those oisias don't have any chiyus to them, and b'mele they come to us in a shell. So the same yudke vavke, just like we believe in it in Emuna, but it's not something that's chai to us, mitzad chushim, the same thing is true about the tzura of our expression of Avaya and our perception of Avaya. They're dead letters on parchment, whereas when something is Torah Shebal Peh, when something is given over b'dibur mamish, it always comes with the chiyus of the person. It's not an accident that dibur sits on the same set of evarim as the breath of a person. It dibur makes dibur is a partner in the same essence of chiyus of a person, because dibur carries in itself a chiyus of the person. So the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in this world has a tzura of ksiva, and that's there. It's set in stone, so to speak, but it's dead. And a chiyus of dibur, which is chai. Just pause a second, just so that we can get a sense of it. A lot of times you hear a darshan say divrei musar, divrei soiris, whatever it is, and you think back, and you're very misar from it. You're very, very taken by it, and it moves you, changes you. You think back and you say to yourself, the person did not say anything new. No, there was no information conveyed that I didn't know beforehand, that I didn't ascribe to beforehand, that I sort of, I believed in it. So what did the speaker do? Didn't say anything more. The answer is because it comes with the chiyus of the person that is saying it. And if the person himself is a chai in it, if the person himself lives it, then his koyach achiyus gets transferred to me. I want to add one more knach to it. The Gemara says of somebody who has Yir Shemayim, Devar of Nishmoyim. That's where the so-called Melitza of Dvar Mayetzim Alev. Nechassan Alev is popularly believed. There's no such Gemara, Dvar Mayetzim Nechassan Alev. It's popular belief it comes from this Gemara in Brachos, that Kol Sheyesh B'Yir Shemayim, Dvar of Nishmoyim. But what's the pshat of that? And the answer is because a person can give a koyach v'chiyus into something else with his own koyach v'chiyus. Just like you revive a person by breathing into his mouth and you pass on some of that chiyus to the person, when a person says things that are Torah, that are Dvar Elokim, if he has a chiyus pnimi, then those words can possibly be ma'ur to chayim somebody else. If not, then not. So sometimes there's a speaker and you say, oh, he's a great speaker, he's phenomenal, he's good, and that didn't effect any real change in you because there was lacking that koyach of chiyus pnimis. When you have a chiyus pnimis and it goes, that's when it happens. So right now in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears in kol, Yudke Vavke appears in cold, dead letters. There's no chiyus there that can give us a sense of emes. We do have the Shem Adnus that we can say, that we can live in this world because it's shayach to have that koyach chiyus, but not a Yudke Vavke. V'nema, it says, Kilayir ani ha'odom v'choy. We can't live with perception of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The bargoshes amitas yizbarach. Miyut chiyus hanefesh shu chelok okay mimal. Mistalekes umiskalolos bimkoira kimoy oyer ner bavuka somaloy ki yadua. This is a very famous yisayid by Chassidim. It's spoken aloud, about a lot and so on. It says, lo yirani ha'odom v'choy means just like the lashon, the mashal is a candle that you light it when it's day. Its light loses it becomes part of the great light. Just like if a person has a huge floodlight, and you add another light to it, that light becomes part of it. Deeper than that, there's a desire for each particle to become part of the great whole. It's like the force of gravity. Whenever you have a big mass, it draws in everything else. The chilek alekayim imal of a person, the neshama, is really divine, godly. And it's trapped in its own world, and it functions its own being. But given the chance, when it inherits the greatness of our Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's koil ha-koil, it seeks to become part of it and loses its own metzias. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us in this world to be our own mitzias and striving to do good because the Chelko Kaimimah within us. Were a person to become part of that, was his neshama to be absorbed in that part of that greater whole, then the person loses his own mitzias, doesn't have his own avoda, and the person disappears as a person. Lo yirani ha'odam v'choy means were a person to teher HaKadosh Baruch Hu as he is, the person would cease to exist. By Chassidim, there was a big inyan of that certain rebbes would daven until they had kleis haneshama, which means the neshama sort of disappeared in the great beyond, and therefore they would have somebody mimun on them to keep them away from over davening, from getting lost in the beyond, sort of to disappear into the Yanad and Vechoy. That was as kind of part of the Chassidish lore and so on. V'chein b'matan Torah, b'dibo echot shezocha l'ri'io baspaklaria ha-me'iro k'mesh ha-ben al-sholem. In matan Torah, when Klal Yisrael got to such a madrega, ko yuroyim es ha-koyleis, dehoyetzem ha-ri'io v'shmi'a ha-koyl echot k'mesh ha-miyuchodim m'koyren. Klal Yisrael's Re'iya became a ged of Yirani Adam. Umasha hoya nishma hoya nira gamkein. And that which they heard, they also saw. V'chein asoga d'shem avaya. Shu nira ba'ilam azeh rak b'ksav. Hoya oz nishma musa gamita zagamri. And the shem avaya, which is we have it only Re'iya. And that became absorbed. And they were able to hear it. In other words, that distinction that we said between Yudke Vavke, the way it's seen and the way we understand it, disappeared. Vaydeze Yotza Nishmosam. The Yotza Nishmosam of Maimer Har Sinai means that they lost their sense of existence. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everything and everywhere, and everything is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, then we no longer exist. And that was the Yotze Nishmasam. V'afal pishe be'emes be'or pnei melech chayim, aydeh shirin galkim chayim, even though it's true that that's the ultimate chiyus, avol ein ze chiyus ha'olam hazeh b'levush gufni od olam hazeh. Rak kitam yak vina shalom le'meis after kovr kivraya. So, the metzias of having that type of life is not for this world. This world was supposed to have a sense of a guf, a sense of a metzias, a sense of being apart from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, doing what we can as a chelik al kaimimal, and the lasid lovo is different. Let's skip down one paragraph. V'yakov avino l'asholem shehu sheirish midas ha'emes v'arei zach l'kach. So Yaakov Avinu certainly was zeichet to that type of darga of, you know, he says, which is a chiyus after tchiyus ha-meisim, it's a chiyus ha-chibud. Va'af shayu oid meluvish v'levush ha-guf nil mhazeh. Even though he still was a body, he still had something, he says, lo yhoya margish in ha-guf, alak mashadim margish ha-mal shalavish. For him, a guf was just a levush on his neshama. In other words, his own metzias, he felt that he was a person. His metzias was neshama. The guf was just a malbush. He describes later. I want to skim a little bit. That was the pshat in where it says Yaakov Avinu lo meis, and they said v'chi b'chti chantuch ontaya softa sofdaya. Now Yaakov Avinu lo meis because his darga of chayim in this world had withdrawn to the darga of chayim of olam haba. Where a person just senses his metzias as being totally his nefesh, and his guf is just simply a kli, and so on and so forth. Let's skip down. Umikol makoyim. Next paragraph. Af Moshe Rabbeinu al Sholem meis afshar pi Hashem ubechetoy meis cheta dibo v'shim na'amoyrim. So dying means that there was some sense of guf. If you did averus, there was some sense of misa guf. umitzido hergish misa. Aber Yaakov Avinu l'sholom lo higish shum hergish misa. By Yaakov Avinu, there was no sense of dying. It's just like if a person says to somebody, you know, you look like a different person. Let's say a person had been sick, and then he got cured, and he got much better. So I tell him, you know, you look like a different person. So I say, yeah, you know, I was mamish, like I felt I was dead, now I'm a different person. So there was a change in the person's sense of self. Let's say somebody puts on a different suit. Person puts, you know, wears something, he buys a new suit, and I say, oh, you look like a different person. There's no sense of identifying with it. Yeah, now I look good because I have this suit, that suit, the other suit. Yaakov Avinu's death, the sense of death, and this is what we've seen in other places, the sense, the tsar of Misa is the sense that you are disintegrated. I always, recently they do face transplants. They've done, I don't know, two, three, a few, I've seen over the years, at least, I don't know, 2 or 3 years maybe, where they transplant the face. And we think to ourselves, if you think, it must be psychologically extremely difficult. It's one thing, you transplant the heart and the lung and a kidney. Fine, those are inside and they're health issues. That's all. But imagine taking a look at the mirror and it's somebody else. Is that you? Is that not you? It's very tough for a person to say, well, me is really the pnimius and this is just another lavush. It's not like that. The crushing experience of death is that I have to start finding a self, because this is our self. This is me. I have an neshama inside, like I have a heart inside. But that's not me. As long as I'm a chubah to these inyanim, that's the me is the guf, the image that greets me when I look at the mirror. So he says, so Yaakovina lo higish shum hegish misa. Yaakovina did not feel any tama misa. Even not like drawing a hair out of milk. He had no sheichus to that. It was a change of suit. So a person changes suits and he hangs up one suit and puts the other suit. A person gives away his suit to somebody. He doesn't have a trauma in it. He suits gone and he gives it somebody else. It's not me. It hasn't affected me in any real way. So he says, "Valkein lechosh la shiva klal shamal shelos v'chdi kavroi rakim de mikra ni deirish ma'ich basi matara l'mahazer k'vor l'guv kolok fi emes l'meis klal." So he says here pshat, and this is a way to learn up Chazal. The Gemara in Tainis says that Rabbi Yechon Darshan Yagvina Leimes, and he asked him Bechibichti Chonte Chontayel and Kavre Kavrei and so on, Softus of Dai, I think. It says in the, you know, why it says they buried him, they did this, they did that, and he answered him Mikra Nidairish. I'm learning it from a pasuk. So what's the dialogue? So he explains. He's explaining from the pasuk Ma'or Chazar that yes, the physical body was buried, but it's not the same as the burying of any body of anybody else's. A person whose chiyus is associated with his pnim, this is just it doesn't have the significance of misa. It's biologically what you call misa. His body's, the pulse stopped and his heart stopped and he stopped breathing, but there was no sense of misa because that's not who he was. When the world be tikunoi, and we'll have a different deher of what chayim and misa is, then we'll have a different deher in what that we weren't misa. V'dovah ze rovah tikun ezeh beside avne shayish tor mashi gebalti buroi ein kam mokem laharet. Okay, next paragraph. V'zeh inyan. That's Torah Shebiksav. It was given b'ksav ki dibur Hashem Yisbarach de nafshi yotze b'davroi. It's a type of dibur nafshi yotze b'davroi. Ve'ein musag b'olam hazeh de'aksav. And therefore, the only way we can inherit in this world is ksavdik, which means we inherit as a dry fact, as a mitzias, but not with any inner sense that that's emes. V'chein kol levim v'ksuvim hu adova shediba Hashem u'dva Hashem shayim nasu haynu asiya gufnias shemidubur av yisparach mishave gamkin levush agufnam haze gamkin. So just like everything physical in this world, it comes from Hashem, it's an expression of Hashem, but that's all, but that's as far as it is. Teirish b'ksav is a layer. It's the physical expression of the emes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which means I don't get the chiyus of it, I just get the words of it, the information of it, and so on. The klap, he says, the klap imala hadibu gamkin dava nivdama mokar the zin nimshach is havas lavusha malimu umarim shesh dava nifrat. So he says, extraordinary, I mean, he's putting so much here. He says, when it says, B'dvar Hashem Shemayim Nasa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with his dibur. So when I take a dibur of a person, it starts with what's inside me, both in terms of my breath, both in terms of my ideas. And then I express it outwards, and it now has it's a body of sorts. It's now breath that's there. It's ideas that became words that are out there. In other words, when my machshava and neshima became dibur, they took on a physical metzias that's cut off from the pnim that it came from. So dvar Hashem, Torah is dvar Hashem, but the word dibur, in just like it expresses that it's coming from a certain panemius, it also expresses that it has become cut off. These are my words, and now they stand on their own. Their emma stands on their own. So we have now Torah Shebiksav is something that's parallel to the other diburim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that they came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they've taken on a form that's physical, a form that is now stands as a physical entity, and it is in that sense divorced. Just like the words I said, I can never take back my words. My machshavas, I can have charata for machshava, and it's as if, let's say I thought ill of somebody, and then I have charata, so kilo hoya. But if I told somebody something, those words can never come back, and because they take on a life of their own, and finished. Then he says that certainly there's a koyach alikus gonus in it. I'm going to skip over to Shin Lamed Gimel. I want to get avol devarim shebal peh hu lehefech. Iyator ishoylem b'ksav. Devarim shebal peh are things that you can't put down in writing. Ki devarim shebal peh hu chachmas chachmi Yisrael. Vadei dibur chacham bepeh yesh b'chiyusoy. Ma she'engim b'ksav im b'chiyusoy. So in Ksav, things become dead entities. They become things. In Dibur, it's a Dibur, as I'm saying it, requires the life of the person saying it at the same time. It requires his life force. When I wrote something, I can be dead and it's still written. When I'm speaking, I need to have my chius inside it, he says. Ma she'enkin b'ksav ein b'chiusoid. We can't do that. He says, he said before that even in the Ksiva HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's gone as a certain chiyus. But Lamaisa, for us, Ksiva is dead, and Dibur, and only Dibur has, V'rak HaDibur, Shumikoyach Ruach Chaim Sheboi, Yesh B'michiyusay V'lei B'Ksav. The only thing that has chiyus of my activities is the speaking while I'm speaking. As I'm speaking, as I'm saying, the things I'm saying carries my chiyus in it, he says. ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו-ו- chidushin the Eisim Shalhem. The Torah that's given over to a person, to us, that we're the ones who generate that Torah. V'liyos mamish they return to Hashemayim v'yisrael Eretz, like says in the Zoya. U'bayreis v'akutshav ha'almel, shtei diburis v'ach nasa el masiyu gufni. Skimming down a bit. V'... Aval chiyus ha'odam... it's almost till the bottom of over there. Aval chiyus ha'odam... Who chius prati shechil kashem esbarach ven letfis v'sav shli gufni. We don't, the chius that we have, the neshama we have, is a neshama without guf. El ba'oisik li shkav v'gvar shkav esbarach v'efshaloi li kones ekiyu levush achlech is klal. There's no way my neshama can be mechaya guf as such. V'al kein al pe atoiros lichlo dvar shabal pe. Ki b'ksiva mistali chius odin d'abois and dvarim v'imasik al tel chius. So for us, Torah Shabbal Peh is Torah that carries a chiyus of the Adam, and it carries the neshama of the person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have ksiva with a latent chiyus to it, but we don't have that, and therefore Dvarim Shabbal Peh Yater Rishoyim Rishoy Lekosva. And then he goes on to the Musik of Eistas Lashem. Let's skip over. Take a Shin Lamedalit. V'zehu achiluk sheyadua shein doyme shmiya mepi chacham l'riya b'sefarim. That's why shmiya from a chacham is so much better than sefarim. I think I almost fell over the word from the Chayze. Someone asked him if there's so many sefarim today, what do you need rebbes for? So he told them dashen a pasuk nachsidish away. Obviously, it says, "Va'al yedei avadecha." The through the avdei Hashem, those are the tzaddikim, the rebbes, and so on. Hanevi'im kosuv, the written nevi'im lemor begin to speak. In other words, words on a page don't talk, unless you have somebody that has a koyach achius, and the words come from a chiyus of a person. They don't talk. They're there. Those words are there, but they're not talking. It's interesting that we have a muscle for it in the physical world. I'm always astounded. It shouldn't be astounded, because that's what it is. When we talk about things that are living, one of the perplexing categories are viruses. Viruses, yesham, living entities, yesham, they're not living entities. What's the machlokes? A virus, when anything higher than a virus, a bacteria, if it's sitting by itself, it will be living. It'll try to get food. It'll try to reproduce. It will do things on its own. A virus, if it's laying in a box, will lay in the box forever. There is no pu'ula chiyus be'etzem. Nothing's happening in a virus. If you associate with a living being, if you put it onto a living being, it jumps to life. And valei davahu. So here you have a metzias that doesn't have chiyus, unless once it becomes mechubal achai, it becomes chai itself. It's something to think about. So he says the words themselves have they are things that are very, very flat. That's the way it's given, and so on. When something comes from the chacham, it has his chiyus. The chislapshes gomel mechiyus and ba'atzmai. Val kein yesh behem koyach lifal b'leva shemeya. And that's why they're able to affect somebody. Ki yedua, and he quotes the Sefer Yasha, which is a correct marker. It's not a gemara. The dvar meitzar leiv nechas naleiv. Ma she'enkin b'ksiva ha'islapshes einu mitzad chiyus pratish chacham ha'adish davahu. There is no chacham's chiyus that's in it. Doise chiyus a yochel esavish b'ksav. Rak mitzad iskalos chiyus b'mokar ha'chaim isparach shmoy shukhelik menu v'chachos me'odom ha'kol ma'shem isparach. So that is that's the mitzias of the difference in Torah Shabbal Peh and Torah Shabbal Ksav. he then goes on, we'll skip this also, just once I get to the point. That there is an inyan of Torah Shebal Peh that's gonus in Torah Shebiksav, because there isn't something, but he explains it's a special inyan Torah, and I don't. Let's go to Shilamit Hey. Be'af Shanevua Hugilu Mefurish Maris Hashem Yosef Sar Chachamim. Even though Nevua is something which, you know, let's go back a drop. And the end of Shilamit Dalet. Ukemoy Shem Perikecholos. That's paragraph of Shilamit Dalet. The Avol Pishle Shos Hashchina BeBayis Sheni. Mikol Mokoyim Ikar Atoira VeZiva VaDor Loi BeBayis Sheni. It's a Dava Mafli. Chazal tell us that in BeBayis Sheni there was no Ashras Hashchina. There was no Urim VeTumim. There was no Aroin. There was nothing. None of the things that we associate with Ashras Hashchina were BeBayis Sheni. Yet the Ika Toira and Ziva Dora and Bayis Sheni. So he wrote to Livnois Achev Tichan Shenis Baruch Legals and Rasa Toira and Shem Baruch Varichus. They refused to build Bayis Sheni till HaKadosh Baruch was Maftiach Lahem. It's quoting Sefer Cholos that he be Megala Rasa Toira. Vahainu. Ki as Cholos Toira Shabal Peho be Bayis Sheni Mashkenes Agdolo Shem Yasta Bayis. Bayis Sheni was made by Mashkenes Agdolo. Heim Yostu Gam Ki Toira Shabal Peh Kmashom Yerushalmi Dishkolim will be made Mordechai the Kaima Shekiblu Kvar Shechazik Avtar Me Avos Shekfias Hakegigis was on Torah Shabbat Peh Ika Kfi was on Torah Shabbat Peh like places says and so on. Shalom and Hey Ve'av Shanevu Gila Mifurish Maris Hashem Yesen Shachomim. So even though the Bayis Rishnik and Mahalchim, the Nevuas were bigger Giluyim than Torah Shabbat Peh Mikol Makom Omruch the Chochem Adav Minavi Uva'ayin Shom Ramban Tiyoch Lasig Mamakim Yoyse Uki Yedua My Rizal Shehigit Dvorim Shom Berlomis Layonis Kvish Das Atzma L'masak L'Aviyim and so on. So he explains the reason why it says that the Rizal was Oymer on things that Moshe Rabbeinu Kaviyachu wasn't. So he says it's only the Pechina of Chacham Arav Minavi. A Navi could see things there Re'iyah. Moshe Rabbeinu himself, B'Toras Navi, could, and no one else B'Toras Navi could ever see past a certain point. With Gidrei Chachma, you can go much further than that because it's not Re'iyah. Okay, skip down. This is where he goes back to in the end of that column. Valkein, Kol Anisim Shenasu LiYisrael Shenitnu Lichtoiv. All the Nisim that were done for Kali Yisrael that we could write down, that were written down. Yitzias Mitzrayim and so on and Kriyas Yamsuf. Heim Yeshua is Gufnias Shenitzolim Av Zecheres Vav Zechayim. They all were Yeshuas. Ki Kulam Yeshuas Hashem Sparach Sho Yishiyam Barachma Vrev Chasod Abnei Yisgol Lakoil Sho Yizem Yishiyah V'Yeshuas Hashem Sparach Oivachol Elomis Ad Shem Eslavish Gam Bo'ilum Ha'asiyah Gufni Obol Atzol Zgufis Gam Kein. So the all of the Yeshuas and everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu did that took on a physical form, they belong to Torah Shebiksav. In other words, because just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the things He created in this world have a certain mitzias, the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought into this world that affected the guf are also of that nature. Valkein Aroisha Manisha Kavua V'kan Darius Olam Nitn Lichtav Gamkein. Something that happened in reality to something physical, in a physical way, can find its expression in Ksav. For the Slavish is Ksav. V'cheinikrim yon toivim, shubay nega guf, v'sim chos yonocha. And that's why the yontiv takes on a physical mitzias. K'nifa yishur gam le guf, v'zeh akol mitzad o mahaza gufni, tzrichim anisim gang Ksav shubu shoyl mahaza. V'alkei nimshu akoy lo layla. So that's why all it is layla, because it deals with HaKadosh Baruch Hu within the context of a world that hides him. Physical beings, physical realities, physical events, physical happenings, physical miracles, miracles within the context of the physical world. What's the miracle of Kriyas Yamsuf? That a real ocean split apart, became dry, people passed through it, and was saved. We're all talking about things. Who's behind it? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Metzias itself is Laila. But he says, Esther the Seif Kol Nisim Chatev, V'hi kemoi aschola le-Torah Shebal Peh. Megillah is the gateway to the post-Nisim. And it's something which is the first mitzvah Rabbanan. Even though you have Erevin and Telsidayim that Shlomo did and so on, those were kind of shmiras. They were sort of guardians for their Isis. But here you have something that really was it was a deraisa and something it was a new drabbanan. Valkain ikam mandiyomad loinitali kosva. That's why there's a mandiyomad that says they shouldn't have written it. Vishu beemis michal teresh baper. Or mandiyomad loinitali lichtoiv mikoma koim he asayif madregas aksav. Next paragraph. Vehainu dines the purim layod nes nigla shemis baratzmet. As he says, as the physicality of the nace becomes diminished, it's sort of a twilight zone. It's no longer physical events within a physical context, because the physical nace over here is kind of soft-pedaled. We begin to move into the realm where in the world of the nace that is, that's not physical anymore. So he says, Ulamayr Ainer Ktsaster Teva. Kilavis Estach Hashashveros and so on, and brings us skip down here. Let's see where we can. So then he explains. Let's see if I can get to a place where he sums up. Okay, so he let's take a look at Shin Lamed Vav. V'zeo k'tsas ha-koymed Yeshua Sashenes Bar-Nisu Anigun Boilam Hazer. Ze k'tsay ha-koymed, it's the last place, last tzura that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Megala. Shemides ha-malkus midas ha-koynuch ha-koymed Shleim ha-kanoida. V'ilaharas malkus yitachtoyin ha-hogas ha-arzaz ha-boilam hazer. V'al kein gam hi oysa Yeshua Gufnis mi-misu l'chaim. ולכך קובעים ממישהו ושמחה לנוע סגוף גם כן, ומכל מקום יונטי לא קיבל עליי, לי ישבי סגמור לגופוי. משום דקת אבי חשבי הסדן, ולא יגעו לגמור לגוף משיעות גם כן. So, let's sum up what he says basically. He's saying over here, it's almost counter to the way we think about it. In as much, when you're talking about the level of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gilui, in a physical world, it's always limited. It's always something which, because of its physicality, you need to downgrade its ruchnistik apnim. In order for something, just like in order for a person to exist, he needs to have a sense of a physical self. He needs to have a sense of a guf, a mugdik mitzias, and so on. Anything that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that shayach to the realm of the physical is going to be a limited sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Torah Shebiksav, it has an emes in one way that seems that stays. The words are true and fully emes. But once they're cast into words, they lose some of their chiyus pnimius. So whenever we need to look at Maisei Hashem mitzad the chitzoinis shaboy, mitzad the physical impact, we always have a dampened sense of the ruchnistika, of the ruchnistika part of it. That's the mitzias of being part of a physical mitzias. As the world changed, and that's a certain lila. Laila means I don't have full hair of something. If seeing something is to really see it, so at night I can just feel it, and that means I have less of a sense of it. Megillas Esther is a certain turning point. If it's the last nace to be nikva, to be nichtav, so that means from now on, all the nisim HaKadosh Baruch Hu can only come about through Torah Shebaal Peh, through experiencing it, listening to it, and so on. The maila of Torah Shebaal Peh over Torah Shebiksav is that it can never exist as a sterile, objective inyan. It's either the person deheres it or he doesn't deher it. Now, sometimes let's use a mashal from something that we're kind of familiar with. If a person has a shver Rambam, the Rambam says this and this. Even if it's very shver, it's still the Rambam says that, and you can say it over, and you can say I don't understand it, but the Rambam sheet is like this, and it is. Torah that comes to be masbir, what we call lamdas today. That a shvera bochber it doesn't exist. Then forget it. In other words, it's not nogea. But whenever I say over a svara, a tam, the only time it exists is if I hear it and I understand the hezbat verm, and it's the hezbat verm that how I dehear it. The Torah shebal peh is the chiyus of my chiyus in the thing itself, and it exists only as such. There is no Torah shebal peh because it ceases to be Torah. There's no metzias where it shouldn't be metzias, where something that's a gather of a hezbat verm exists as a hezber, and that's ununderstandable. Then it's not a hezber, and as far as you're concerned, it doesn't exist. The turning point in Avodas Hashem, in Seif, it's a certain dawn of a daylight, because the only things that will now count, the only hiskashusin, and the only metzias that will count, are metzias that a person really lives them, that person that has them. It's almost counterintuitive, but we unless we have some chiyus in the avodah we have, we just don't have it. And that's Megillah Esther sits on that bridge between the two. It's something which came about. Suffolk should be written. Suffolk should not be written. But once it is written, it's written. But it carries in itself the koyach and the chiyus of a person living through it. It reads as a religious kisvei kodesh. Because we read it like that, mitzad ksav shaboy, there's no deher that it's kisvei kodesh. It doesn't say Hashem did anything. We read it, and we read it as what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. It's the first leik shem sheni nichtav ani nikra. This is the other direction. It's the kriya that creates the metzias over here, and that's why it can't be minutik from it. It's interesting, just to finish off, it says Zichram la Yosef Mizaram. Even if all Kisa Kodesh are seemingly bottled, this won't be bottled. The something that's inscribed in the Etzem Metzius Adam doesn't become bottled. I can forget facts, but things that I experience, the more vivid I experience them, and the sharper the experience was, the more difficult it is to erase it from memory. Megillah Esther exists on the neshama of Klal Yisrael, so therefore they were kimu v'kiblu. Ksav, they weren't mekablin themselves. Ksav came with it, whether you like it or not. Chagi, Malachi, and Zecharia exist. The kisvei kodesh. This came about because we brought it about. It was some part of our chiyus. And the same dvar meitzon lev nechosan lev is here also. Okay, so there's a lot more here, a lot of side points that he deals with. I tried to keep the main flow of the idea that he has over here in understanding a little bit the oimik of the two tkufis and the nisim and so on and so forth. Okay.